From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Government and rebel sources say a deal has been worked out to allow evacuations of civilians to continue in eastern Aleppo. A Syrian rebel official and a government official said early on Saturday the evacuation of Aleppo would resume and two Shiite villages would be evacuated, as well as the wounded from two towns near the Lebanese border. The International Committee of the Red Cross said, however, that thousands of cold, scared, and injured people continue to wait to leave Aleppo. As darkness fell and temperatures began to plummet, there was no sign the evacuation was happening. A previous deal to evacuate rebel-held areas of the city collapsed Friday when explosions and gunfire were heard. The rebels and the government each blamed the other for the ceasefire collapse. Thousands of protesters gathered in downtown London on Saturday for a march in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. Abdul Aziz Al-Mashi, the co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign, said the protest was to show support for the people trapped inside the city. He also said the international community, that is, has not done enough to prevent bloodshed.
By doing nothing to protect civilians in Syria and allowing war criminals to carry out massacres and war crimes against the Syrian people, you are part of these crimes. So we want the international community to uphold the international law in Syria and punish the war crimes.
Meanwhile, hundreds of people, many of them Turkish immigrants, protested the ongoing war in Syria at two locations in Berlin, Germany. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.